Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Tzfaniah, Chapter 3, Perek Gimel. And our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael for their safety and success, for the swift return of all the hostages and the healing of all the wounded in this war in Gaza. Today we learn Tzfaniah Perek Gimel, and we might divide it into two, the bad news and the good news. The chapter begins, Hoi mora'a v'nigala ha'ir hayona. Almost rhymes, Hoi mora'a v'nigala ha'ir hayona. Woe to the rebellious and disgusting city, the oppressive city. Ir Hayonah does not mean the city of the dove. Each one of these phrases, for example, the Ibn Ezra says, Hoi mora'ah, mora'ah from soreh u'moreh, so you rebellious city, v'nigala is disgusting, lechem mugo'al, we'll talk about that in a second, Ir Hayonah from the word ona'ah, oppressive city. So, not a very wonderful introduction. Let me go back to chapter 2, to the section we really didn't deal with, which began in verse 5 with Hoi, and there we spoke about the cities of the Plishtim and Moav and Ammon and Ashur and Nineveh, which are all going to be thoroughly destroyed because of their terrible actions. And now we continue to the Jewish people. Hoi Moav v'nigala ha'ir hayonah, you rebellious and disgusting city, you oppressive city. And we explain each of those three phrases. The first one, rebellious. Verse 2, Lo shama bakol, lo lakcha musar, you didn't listen to God's voice. You didn't take any rebuke. What was the second thing? Disgusting. Right? That was the fact that, if you look in verse 4, Nevi'eha pochazim manshei bogdot kohaneh chilu kodesh. The priests have desecrated that which is holy, so have their prophets. And the last one, ona'a, which relates to the strong oppressing the weak, relates to verse 3. Sareha bekirba arayot. Her officers or her government ministers are like lions. Shoagim shofteha ze'evei erev. Right there, the judges are like wolves of the night. Logar mula boker, they don't even wait till the morning. In other words, government is thoroughly corrupt. Religion is thoroughly corrupt. And the people haven't taken note of the warnings. And therefore, we see a repetition of all of the ills that are going to happen to the people of Jerusalem. And he says, Pasuk Vav, Hichrati goyim, I've already got rid of nations. Nashamu pinotam, Hichravti chutzot mibli over. I've got rid of other people's towns. And what's going to happen? You didn't. Take any notice, and now your turn is going to come, and you're also going to be destroyed. So he says, starting in verse 7, Surely, I said, you will fear me, says God, you will accept reproof, and a dwelling will not be cut off, everything that I designated for her. But they arose early, they corrupted all their deeds. Therefore, he says, Chakulin umashem, wait for me, says God, for the day that I will arise to meet you. For it is my judgment to assemble nations, to gather kingdoms, to pour out my fury upon them, and all the kindling of my wrath, for with my fire of my jealousy, all the earth will be consumed. Ki be'esh kinati te'achel kol ha'aretz. So this is pretty bad news. But suddenly, in verse 9 till the end of the chapter, everything changes to good, because apparently after the destruction, the people learn, they learn their lesson. And instead of, for example, alizega avatech, instead of those who are merry with their sense of arrogance and pride, we will now say, Rani bat Zion, hariu Yisrael, simchi v'alzi b'chole bat Yerushalayim, that Jerusalem will be able to celebrate. And here we see over and over the notion of joy, Roni, Simchi, Alzi, the sense you'll all be singing, Al tira Zion, don't fear Zion. Hashem Elokaich bekirbech. God is in your midst. Gibor Yoshia. Yasis alayich b'simcha. He will rejoice over you in a sense of gladness and joy. Yacharish ba'avato. Yagil alayich b'rina. God's love. This is like brimming with love. Admittedly, when we look at these psukim, we see an interesting prediction in verse 12. Visharti bekirbech am ani vadal. I will, obviously after the Churban and after the cleansing of the people, I will leave in your midst a poor, lowly people, but v'chasu b'shem Hashem, they will take protection in God. She'erit Yisrael lo yasu avla. This remnant of Israel will do no wrong. V'lo yedabru chazav, and will speak no more untruths. V'lo yimaseh b'vehem lashon tarmit. You won't find sly or cunning language in their mouths. Because they will simply live in a state where they will have no fear. So what we're really seeing here is a real sense of cleansing and a reversal. And let me maybe stress that it is Sophonia who, in the first chapter, used the word Yom, and he spoke about the day of God's anger, Yom Evrat Hashem. I don't know if you remember, but he spoke about the Yom Hashem Agadol, Yom Hashem Mar Tzoreach, the day of screaming, Yom Evra, Yom Tzara, Yom Shoah, Yom Choshech, Yom Anan V'Arafel. And now the word Yom is going to come back again, right? We're going to talk about the idea. By Yom Ahu, Lo Tevoshi Mikol Alulotayich. On that day, and when we say in Lecha Dodi, Lo Tevoshi, it comes from here. You won't be embarrassed with everything you did, Asher Pashata Bi. Ki Az Asir Mikrbeich Alizei Ga'avateich, because I will remove those proud people. Lo tosifu l'gavah, you won't be proud anymore, Bahar Kodshi. You will instead be pure. And on Bayom Ahu, Yi'ameinu Yerushalayim, Al Tir Yitzion. On that day, Jerusalem will say, "Do not fear Zion." Ba'etahi, in that time, Avi etchem uveit kabtzi, I will gather you back to your land. Ki eten etchem l'shem ulitila b'chol amei ha'aretz, because you will have fame and you will have pride and you will have prestige amongst all the nations of the world, b'shuvi et shvutechem, when I return your captives le'eneichem, in open sight, Amar Hashem. So this is wonderful, and this is a sense of reversal. Maybe I'll even add that this notion of Yom, it reminds me the sense that in verse 3 of our chapter, they talk about how the officers and ministers of Jerusalem are like wolves and lions. They don't even wait till the morning. And God himself said in Pasuk Hey, right, Hashem Tzadik B'kirba, I am righteous. Lo yaseh avla, baboker, baboker, mishpato yitein la'or. Lo ne'edar. God, as the morning rises, will establish his justice. In other words, don't let the day go. There are people who are doing crime at night, and God will, in the morning, bring things to light. He will bring people to justice. But here, this notion of the day is revived, a day of joy, a day of happiness, a day in which God is evident. And here, let's go to the final thing that I'd like to mention today, which is Pasuk Tet, verse 9. Because God promises at this time, Ki oz az ehefoch alamim safa brura. Then I will give everybody a clear language, likro kulam b'shem Hashem, that everybody will call in the name of God, ul ovdo shchem echad, and they will serve him all as one. What's fascinating here is, if you hear this notion of amim safa likro kulam b'shem Hashem, you might be hearing, like I am, the story of Migdal Bavel. The story of Migdal Bavel begins with Vayhi kol ha'aretz safa achat u'dvarim achadim. The whole world was united with one language. However, they wanted to rebel against God. They wanted to call in their own name. They said, Na'aseh lanu shem, let's make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered. And God comes to see the city, and he does scatter them. Then they become a multiplicity of languages, and the world becomes impossibly divided. And I guess with division also comes conflict and all of this. What we're seeing in chapter 3 of Sefanya in this Pasuk Tet, then I will call all the nations to have Safa Brura, a clear language, Likro Kulam B'Shem Hashem. They will all call out in God's name, Ovdo Shechem Echad. The whole world will serve God. And in fact, when the Rambam discusses the laws of Mashiach in Hilchot Melachim, chapter 11, he talks about Mashiach coming along and rebuilding the temple and bringing all the people back to the land. But he ends off the last line of chapter 11 there. V'yatakenet ha'olam kulo le'avodet Hashem. He will somehow fix the world. He will cause the world to all be monotheistic and to all serve God be'yachad. A sense of unity, a brotherhood of man serving God. And he quotes that verse, Shene'emar ki az efoch alamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem ul'ovdo shchem echad. Frequently in the Tanakh, there is a sense of a cyclical history. And what we're almost saying here in Sefanya is not only will the Jewish people be redeemed, but the whole world will be purified and the whole world will be united to in it with a sense of a fear of God and a sense of dedicating the world to the values of God. And in that regard, what fell apart right at the beginning of Tanakh in the days of Migdal Bavel will now find its tikkun. It will find its improvement in the days, in future days. Ki az efoch alamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem le'ovdo shchem echad. So that's it for Sefer Sefanya. Tomorrow we're going to take a big jump from Bayit Rishon straight to Bayit Sheni, and we're going to start Sefer Sefanya. I'm looking forward. See you then.